We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jordana's back. She's back.
I am, and I'm very pleased to be here.
Are you really?
It's not 30 below.
If you were down there all the time,
you would lose... Puerto Rico. I'm back from Puerto Rico.
It would lose its specialness.
That's right.
If you were there every day, you'd expect it. Hey, we're expecting baseball. Less than 2 weeks, opening day. Baseball right around the corner. CCO giving you a chance to win tickets to the Twins home opener with Henry Lake. Listen after 9 every night this week to find out how to win. Get your tickets for the Twins in Cleveland opening day, which is March 28th at 3:10. The first 30,000 fans receive a Twins puffer vest, courtesy of your local Northland Ford dealers. Get tickets at twinsbaseball.com/tickets. Looking forward to that. By the way, the long-range models hinting at 50s. I'll believe it when I see it. 50s for opening day, but that would be nice. It's not going to snow this year.
50s? Well, if the 50s come too quickly, that means more water in the basement.
Yep.
We hope your basement isn't flooded. I had a handsome husband go down and look. He said, we're okay right now. Susan Blanche was not so lucky. Susan regaled us with the story of how her sump pump froze. That's what happened. The sump pump froze.
The hose going out of the house, out into the ground, froze. So my sump pump's working great, and it's pumping, mm-hmm. but it can't go anywhere, so it overflowed and into my house.
Okay.
So the big question now is, you have 3 inches of water in your house, your carpet's saturated. What do you do to start cleaning up?
Well, you go to the Home Depot and you try to get one of those blowers to air it out, but then the Home Depot doesn't have any because they're sold out. That's right. What happened to Susan. So she had to buy one on Amazon, and it's not coming till Tuesday. It's not coming till Tuesday. And then she's got to rip up all that carpet you just put down.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't salvage that, right?
No, I don't think I can. And plus, my shampooer destroyed the nap on my carpet because I was sucking it up and I didn't have a thing to turn the brush off.
Oh.
So the brush went... Because I went over and over and over trying to kept sucking up the water.
That's her OCD.
One thing
you can
do is call John Schuster. Just put your home on the market.
Sell it.
Just walk away.
No.
No.
What we can do is call Mark Mason. Mark is the owner of Water Damage Minneapolis. And by the way, we'll be taking your calls too. 651-989-9226. Send Paul a text at 81807. What are you doing if there is water in your basement? Mark Mason, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Did Susan do the right thing by overzealously sucking up the carpet water? I mean, is that the first thing you should do when you find water in your basement?
Yeah, you got to suck it up somehow. Shop vac, you know, extraction machine, sump pump. If the water is, you know, an inch or deeper, you can usually get a sump pump, put a garden hose on it, start pumping it out that way. And with the freeze-thaw cycle that we're having now, you know, in a couple of days when it warms back up, a lot of people that had flooding, it's going to reoccur again. But getting rid of the carpet, first and foremost, you know, it's unsanitary water. And mm-hmm. Finding out where it's coming in, trying to stop it, being preventive, you know.
Hey, Mark, do you suggest people trying to get snow away from the house? I know that sounds like a Herculean challenge right now. But earlier in the week, people have said, you know, hey, try to get as much snow away from the side of the house as possible, and the window wells in your basement. If you can clear those out, that lowers the risk as well.
It does. You know, I've got a lot of calls, probably 400 calls in the last 2 days, window wells flooding, sump mm-hmm. pump, pipes freezed up, things like that. But we just went through the ice dam cycle. A lot of people shoveled the snow off of their roofs, not thinking about the flooding right away.
Right.
So you have all the snow from your roof sitting there. It's got nowhere to go, and it just backs up into the house.
Okay, so that's the problem now. It's in the house. It's in the basement. You told us step one, get a shop vac, try to get as much out of it as you can. Not salvageable carpet, so Susan and everybody else needs new carpet. What's next? What do we do? Do you have to test for mold? What's the next step, Mark?
Yeah, if anything that's porous, you know, your drywall, paneling, things like that, if it's wet, it needs to come out. Same for the insulation. So basically take out anything that's wet. and then dry the structure out, any of the 2x4s, things like that, with air movers, dehumidifiers. Mm-hmm. Then it's, spray antimicrobial to kill any of the bacteria and start the rebuild process.
So wait, you have to pull out the drywall? Is that...
Yes. Yeah. If the drywall's wet, because it soaks it up like a sponge, the water is unsanitary. So in some cases you can dry it, but, with groundwater intrusion, it's full of bacteria and it should just go.
Hey, Mark, what is the biggest mistake that people make? Kind of, they have good intentions, but their initial knee-jerk reaction turns out to be the wrong thing. Is there one thing that stands out with your experience, your history?
A lot of people will look at the wall and tell me it's dry. And behind the drywall, the insulation is all wet. So if you put a moisture meter on it, it still reads 100% wet. That causes a lot of, mold growth behind the sheetrock.
Now, Mark, we're going to speak with an insurance expert just after the break. But in your experience, does insurance pay for a lot of these damages?
Most of the time, no. Groundwater intrusion, unless you have flood insurance, is usually not covered. A sump pump failure, sometimes there's coverage for a certain amount in your basement, but usually not with groundwater intrusion.
Wow. So a sump pump failure, that's what Susan had. The hose froze on the outside.
Exactly.
So you think she can get anything?
She might have coverage for that.
All right.
That's kind of up to her insurance agent.
Yeah. Mark, you've been very helpful. Mark Mason is the owner of Water Damage Minneapolis. I bet you're pretty busy these days, my friend.
Too busy. It's a good problem, but yeah, I feel bad for a lot of people.
Well, that's so nice that you're compassionate. We get it. You should earn your money and make a living and a good one, but it's nice to hear your compassion. Thank you so much. Wait, Mark, before you go, anything else that we didn't ask you that people need to know listening?
Just try to be proactive with it. There's no good answer. Each situation is a little different,
Mark Mason, really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Mark. Get back to work, sir.
Have a good day.
You got it. It's tough. I mean, you find water in your basement and you're just so disheartened because you're in for this long process of not only getting the water out, but then the reconstruction of this. It's like after having to finish your basement all over again if it is finished.
Yeah, we had flooding in our lower level, our walkout level, every spring.
So is it not finished?
Clockwork.
What do you do?
We knocked down the house and started over because there was only so much we could do. I mean, believe me, we would have rather renovated, but this home did not have good bones. It had bad bones. It had asbestos. So it was, when you see people walking around in space suits in your lower level, you got a problem.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we're going to talk about flood insurance with Mark Calda. He is with the Insurance Federation of Minnesota. The vast, vast, vast majority of Minnesotans do not have flood insurance. And most flooding events not covered by regular homeowners insurance. We get some advice from Mr. Calda when we come back on CCO.
Are you having water trouble? Jordana and Paul here. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. We're seeing a lot of melting. We're seeing a lot of flooding. It is going to get warmer, so we could see more. So do you have water in the basement? We're going to talk with an insurance person in just a moment, but 651-989-9226 is our number. Or send a text at 81807.
And again, Dan Luna from the Weather Service was on earlier in the week. You were in Puerto Rico, but he said, and I almost fell off my stool when he said this, he compared this year's scenario to 2001 and 1965. 65 was the high water mark for just about every major river in Minnesota. And it sent a chill up my spine. Doesn't mean it's going to be a repeat of 65. It just means that people that have had flooding issues in the past, river flooding issues, need to pay attention, have a plan, be ready to move. Don't wait till the last minute. But that doesn't include all of the many thousands of people that are experiencing wet basements already.
Mark Calda is with the Insurance Federation of Minnesota, a frequent guest on the show, and we're glad you're joining us.
Hey,
Mark, thank you.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Paul and Jordana. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
So we get it. If you have flood insurance, you're great, no problem. I guess you're set. Susan does not, and most of the people in the metro, because what was the stat, Paul? Like less than 1% of people?
As of last April, only 9,500 policies, flood policies, were sold in Minnesota, less than 1/10 of 1% of the state's households were covered by flood insurance. And again, homeowners insurance does not pick up flooding in most cases, right?
That's correct. There is one wrinkle. If you have an endorsement that's called the backup of sewer and drain endorsement, and if the water comes up through your sump pump, like in Susan's case, or through the drains or the toilet in your basement, then if you have that endorsement, then you have a limited amount of coverage. The endorsement is really cheap. It's about $35 a year for basic coverage, which is about $10,000. You can buy that up, though, for a slight amount of money more, and you can have at least some limited coverage for some of the things that you need to do in your basement to, you know, to basically bring yourself back from the water that would have come up that way.
Okay, so check your policy for this endorsement
of
sewer water.
You have to buy
it
separately. Okay. It's not part of the standard policy, though. So you do have to, this is a time where you have to have the conversation with your agent. Hey, is there anything that, you know, I know there's no flood coverage in my homeowner's policy. What can I do to protect myself? And then the agent can say, well, you can buy this endorsement for about $35 a year or a little bit more if you want additional coverage.
Hey, Mark, increasingly we're seeing extreme flooding in places, people that didn't even realize they were in a flood zone.
Right.
And I know you can get flood insurance directly from the National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP.
Correct.
And it turns out 90% of the state's municipalities participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. So people, most Minnesotans, eligible to buy coverage, most do not. What is your advice there when it comes to not only river flooding, but also just basement flooding?
Well, you point out the real problem. I mean, we're already in a state where we know there's a water issue. I mean, we're in the land of 10,000 lakes and the headwaters of the Mississippi. And, you know, water's everywhere here. And we are susceptible to these large rainstorm events. And what's interesting in the flood insurance program, when you look at actually who makes claims, about a third. So one out of every three claims come from people who don't even live in the floodplain. So these are people who think they live in a low-hazard area, and yet because of these storms that we have later in the year, there's water problems. And so it's really important for consumers, homeowners, and renters to ask their agent, what do I have? And if they don't have the right coverage, then they definitely need to contact the flood insurance program, or even some homeowners insurers will sell flood insurance. It's branded with that brand, but it all is sold by FEMA, the federal government. They're the ones who won the flood insurance program. And to just to see what the premium is, and, you know, if you live in an area that participates, you can get the coverage. There's a really big myth out there, and the myth is that you can't get flood insurance unless you live in the floodplain, and that's absolutely not true. It drives me crazy because I even hear it from insurance agents sometimes that say that, but that's not true. The only thing you need to have to be able to buy flood insurance is your community has to participate. Your city, your township, or your county has to participate in the program. About 85 to 90% of them do. There's about 100 of them statewide that don't. And for people who live in those areas, you can't get it. But for, you know, 9 out of 10 Minnesotans, 90% of the state is in a community that participates in the program. So this policy, this coverage is readily available.
Excellent. And you said maybe about $35 a year?
$35 a year for the backup of sewer and drain endorsement. Okay. That's available to anybody who wants to buy homeowners insurance.
Sure.
But we're talking about flood insurance from the federal government. You know, that's going to cover this overland flooding. So if you're in an area where the water is coming up because of the snow melt and your basement gets flooded from the overland flooding, the seepage through your walls or the overland flooding, the only coverage you can get there is from the from FEMA. You have to buy a flood insurance program. Seepage is not covered under your flood under your standard homeowners insurance policy.
So, Mark, you know, Susan's been having this problem. She had issues with her kitchen earlier this year, and I know she's been talking to you about it. And you've been an enormous resource for her, and that's what the Insurance Federation of Minnesota does, folks. So they can be a resource for you. So she said she sometimes regrets calling her insurance company because then they know she's got a problem and they up her rates even if she doesn't file a claim. You know, she calls to ask or get an estimate, and then her rates go up the next year. So,
well, I mean, the thing to know is that everybody's rates are going up. I mean, if you look, if you dial back to 1998 on homeowners insurance, we were one of the cheapest states in the country to get homeowners insurance. We averaged about $368 a year back then. But in those in that amount of time since 1998, and Paul can tell you this, we have had many years where we've had, you know, large-scale disasters, billion-dollar catastrophe losses. The June storm from 2 years ago was the 10th most expensive catastrophe in the world that year. And so when you add these catastrophes in, the average homeowner's premium in Minnesota is now 3 times more than it was back then. So everybody has seen these increases because we are seeing a lot more weather claims.
So it is getting wetter.
It apparently is. I mean, we're definitely seeing more storm activity, and that storm activity is causing increased insurance claims, and because of that, we're all paying the price.
So give us some final thoughts here, Mark. If somebody is having a problem with their basement and they call their insurance company and find out that, nope, sorry, you're not covered.
Right.
Do they have any recourse at all? And then what do they learn from that, and how do they protect themselves for the next year?
Well, if somebody has damage, I mean, you definitely need to know if you were covered. Unfortunately, it would have been nice to know that beforehand.
Yes.
You know, what we like to recommend to people is just have the conversation with your insurance agent. You should be updating your policy every year anyway, just to make sure you're covered on things like, you know, has your home appreciated in value a lot, and you need to up your coverage to make sure that if your home is destroyed, it can be adequately replaced. If you're underinsured, you may not get enough money. It's the time to have the conversation about flood insurance or the backup of sewer and drain endorsement, because if you do have that water, you're going to need to find out if you have that coverage, and unfortunately, most people don't, and it's an easy thing to fix. The backup of sewer and drain endorsement, it's $35 a year. It's not very expensive, easy to add. The one thing about flood insurance, and this is important to note, there's a 30-day waiting period, which is why it's really important. If you're thinking about the coverage, you have to act right now, because there's a 30-day waiting period between the time that you pay for the policy and it becomes effective. That's for flood coverage from FEMA. The backup of sewer and drain endorsement is effective immediately.
Well, that's good.
So if you're worried about it, buy that coverage right now, and it's in effect, I mean, immediately. So you can have coverage tonight if you need to.
$35, that seems like... Yeah. Yeah.
A good policy.
Especially anybody that has a sump pump. Because think about, in a storm, what happens if the power goes out, right? And if you don't have a battery backup, you could have a wet basement. And for $35, you could be protected pretty easily.
So that would have helped out Susan maybe in this
situation? Absolutely.
No, because I have a backup sump pump for situations like that. Mine wasn't electrical. It was ice blocking
the
disposal
that would be
pipe.
Definitely. If the sump pump either doesn't work to get the water out, or it fails, or the electricity goes out and the sump doesn't work and you get water in from the sump, then that backup of sewer and drain endorsement is going to pay for that claim.
Mark, you did say one thing. You said that it is limited coverage.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay. So
you know I'm jaded.
Well, both the flood insurance program and the backup of sewer and drain endorsement has some limitations. So the repairs that you do to your basement is going to repair it to make it habitable, but it may not necessarily pay for all of the improvements to the home. So, for example, if you have carpeting, if you have expensive wall coverings, if you have expensive furniture, those kind of items may not be covered if they're below grade. So now it gets into the details of, well, you know, is the basement all below grade? And there's a lot of qualifications for that. It may not pay for everything, but at least it's going to pay for something.
Seems like there's an opportunity here, Mark, and this is another discussion for another time, for a Minnesota company to come up with better ways to waterproof our basements and our walkouts. I mean, new materials, new methods, new processes.
Yes.
There has to be a way to
Well, there are techniques. I had a house in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where I actually did a double waterproofing job, where I had a trench dug and I also had a gutter glued to my baseboard. So I had two different sump pumps that covered that because I had pretty severe flooding in the 1993 floods that we had down in Cedar Rapids then. But that sort of technology exists here. I mean, if folks will contact waterproofing companies, they do a fine job of doing that work here. It's just a matter of, you know, getting them out to look at the property.
Mark Calda, Insurance Federation of Minnesota, thank you for joining us, my friend. We really appreciate
Paul Jordan. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You bet.
You got it. And it's hard to navigate sometimes, and it's very emotional when you see your home being damaged and ruined, and then somebody says, oh, we're not going to give you any money because the insurance companies generally don't want to pay. You know, it's hard to stay calm in the moment. But Susan really had trouble. They didn't want to pay, and she asked Mark for help. And she asked the Insurance Federation, the Federation of Minnesota, for help. And she, the Commerce Department, and she navigated a way to get help. So I know it feels frustrating right now because it's so hard when you see damage to the home and you want it fixed right away. But hopefully you can navigate through that.
All right. That was good. Good information. When we come back... St. Patty's Day. I hear there's a big parade in St. Paul coming
beer.
Up. And the happy hour. We want to hear what's making you happy? I'm happy Jordana is back, among other things.
I'm happy to be back.
We want to hear from you, 651-989-9226. Happy hour when we come back. St. Patty's Day weekend.
It's fun when you're little.
I got a little Irish blood.
Do you?
The Conways.
Do you?
Yes, Conway family.
Yeah. I have zero Irish, but I still like St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Green eggs and ham. Well, maybe not the ham part, but the green eggs and green beer. I'm all for that. Yeah. Yep. Did you know there was a Miss Shamrock?
I did not know.
There's a Mr. Shamrock, too.
As there should be.
Miss Shamrock is joining us from the St. Patrick's Association. Hello, Miss Shamrock. Thanks for joining us. Uh-oh. Hello, Miss Shamrock.
Hi, how you doing?
How do you get to be Miss Shamrock?
Yeah.
So we spent about 6 weeks starting towards the end of January with the Winter Carnival up until this week, fundraising and spreading Irish cheer around St. Paul and a little bit in Minneapolis. And towards the end of that, out of the six princesses, I happen to be the one that got crowned.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Miss Shamrock, are you saying there's a little more cheer maybe in St. Paul than Minneapolis? Just a little bit more?
No. What? No, I'm not saying that at all. They have their own princesses over there that spread cheer.
Okay. All right.
So what's happening for St. Patty's Day, Miss
Shamrock? Tomorrow's the big day, right? The parade is tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's the parade. It's at noon in downtown St. Paul. It starts kind of around Mears Park and goes kind of throughout St. Paul down to the Rice Park area around noon. Before that, of course, there's a whole bunch of events. We're tapping the first keg of Guinness at Bennett's at 8 a.m. We, of course, have Mass at the Cathedral at 9:30. And then throughout the day, there's different events, some of which the Brian Boru Pipe Band are going to be at. There's live music, a bunch of tent parties. And, of course, there's, you know, the Irish Heritage at the James J. Hill.
We're with you, baby. We got you. Yeah, we got you. It's all good.
And the Landmark Center has a bunch of stuff going on, too. So it's pretty citywide.
It's quite a party. Yeah, it's quite a thing.
Normally, we do the happy hour at this time. And our phone number, by the way, is 651-989-9226. Please call in right now. Tell us what's making you happy or text into 81807 and tell us what's making you happy. If that person's on the line, you keep them on hold for happy hour. But Ms. Shamrock, we have to ask you, what's making you happy?
What's making me happy today is that St. Patrick's Day celebrations start tomorrow. It's been a long and busy season, and it's finally coming to a close, and I get to see, you know, what we've worked so hard for this season as far as the parade goes and all the other events that the St. Patrick's Association is putting on.
Last year, 50,000 spectators, 70 to 80 different clans in the parade. It is an amazing parade. It's an amazing thing to watch. I know Tim McNiff is this year's Grand Marshal.
Love Tim.
And we get to see you in the parade, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Yes, I will be there, and I hope you guys will as well.
Thank you so much, Ms. Shamrock. Well, Hannah, we can call her that.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy.
Yeah, so he's not the one who let all the rats out, right? That was a different saint.
Tim McNiff?
No, not Tim. Oh. St. Patrick. I was looking up the history of St. Patrick's Day. Well, I mean, Hannah, just give us a 2-second history.
St. Patrick's Day is celebrating St. Patrick. He led the snakes out of Ireland.
Yes.
The snakes. They weren't rats.
Yes.
There you go. Maybe I am part Irish.
Close enough, right?
Yeah. You'll take a couple of Jews, right? I'll join. I'll jump in there.
Everybody's Irish this weekend.
Exactly.
Hannah,
we'll take everyone in the Irish family.
Thank you so much, Hannah. That was fun. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ms. Shamrock.
There you go. That's fun. It's time for the happy hour now. Let's get us some music, Susan. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Our text line is 807. We're having a commercial now. Oh, look. Yeah, there's our happy hour music. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We want to know what's making you happy. You're happy that I'm back.
I'm happy you're back. Let's see. I have nothing to do this weekend.
Fantastic.
I'm happy about that. Just hang out with my wife. So
I'm happy that I got to spend the week with a very dear old friend. And it was like we were like no time had passed. You know, you have that friend that you're just together and it's the exact same as you were when you were 15.
If you can have a handful of those kinds of friends,
we need one.
That you just pick up again where you left off.
That's it.
That's the definition.
And I also have a lot of things to do this weekend. We got the basketball tournament. We have the play date. We have the camp counselor meeting. I got a lot to do this weekend, so I'm happy about that. My babies are back.
Yeah,
my babies.
Awesome.
Susan, you want to jump in? What's making you happy, love?
Oh, God, nothing
Gotta turn. Oh, come on. Don't be a Debbie Downer.
I'm being a Debbie Downer because my basement flooded. You know what? I am happy, though, because it could have been a lot worse.
Yes.
Parts of my rec room were not affected by it, so I'm only going to have to tear out my hallways. So that's what makes me happy.
Way to be positive.
Yep.
I got two phone lines open, 651-989-9226. John is in Maple Lake. What is making you happy, sir? Susan, I'm trying to click him, but it doesn't work for me, so you have to do it over there. John, we're having technical problems.
I want to give you the heads up on the Maple Lake St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, share. I mean,
if you want a nice, intimate, little fun day in a nice little small town atmosphere, come out to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Maple Lake tomorrow.
Nice.
A few years ago, John Hines was our Grand Marshal.
Nice.
And Paul, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, you can be the guest of honor for Lacey's Legacy for our group that's marching in the parade. That is, if you like Scotties and Westies and other little Celtic Terriers.
What about me? I don't get invited, John?
Well, you don't have a terrier.
He has his standards, Jordana. They have standards in Maple Lake, okay?
So maybe, I don't have a terrier.
Maybe
I have
next
a
year.
Maltese
Thank you, John.
Yorkie.
That is the best offer I've
got. She's
gotten.
A Yorkie mix.
Oh, Yorkie?
She's a Yorkie mix.
There you go. I got a Silky. So,
cuties. Cute. All right.
We're neighbors.
John, okay. Thank you for
sharing.
Really,
it's a good time out here, so everybody should come out.
Thank you, John.
John in Maple Lake. Go enjoy their festivities out in Maple Lake. That sounds fun. Absolutely.
Good day of options.
Mike's in Plymouth. Will you put him on, Mike? Yes, Susan, thank you. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon. How are you all?
Good, Mike.
Good. A couple of things making me happy this week. It's Friday. It's Friday, hallelujah. It's staying light a little longer so I can do my Erev Shabbos tonight, maybe in a little bit of light. And finally, Paul, I was glad to hear you say that all we could have was whiskey and kale.
Well, they balance out, you know?
Thank you.
I'm thinking maybe we need the whiskey to get the kale down.
That's right. You got to wash it down with something.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Mike, good Shabbos. Thank you for calling in and for listening, sir.
Thank you.
Mike in Plymouth. That's right. 651-989-9226.
Mike always makes me laugh. He's got a good sense of humor.
He's got a good sense of humor. That's right. We'll take a look at the text in a minute, but Greg's in Bloomington. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Thank you. How are you, sir?
It's my first Friday off in a long time.
Great.
Every time I go to work on Friday at 3:10, I listen to you guys. But that's probably my happiest point is being listening to Happy Hour because I always love hearing people's positive attitudes and feedback for everything. So thank you for what you guys do. You're
love
always
that. Fun.
Thank you, Greg.
Greg, what do you do that you're working every Friday, sir?
I'm a manager at Devani's. Mm. I've been doing it for almost 15 years. Wow. So
it's
Friday
busy there.
Like my Mondays, so I'm always busy Friday nights. It's kind of weird. I don't know what to do with myself.
It's busy on Friday nights at Devani's. But Greg, thank you for the call and thank you for listening, sir. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
A couple
of texters. One says putting taps in the maple trees tonight. Happy spring to everyone. Another one said our son was seriously injured in a work-related accident on February 19th. Thanks to the first responders, LifeLink, and the fabulous people at Regions Hospital, he's home and well on his way to a
Thank
full
God.
Recovery. Yes, we are happy. Wow.
Thank God. Julie's in Albert Lee. Julie, what's making you happy, dear?
I am going to be a grandma for the first time, and tomorrow I'm going to go with and watch a 4D ultrasound.
Oh, it's amazing,
How
Julie.
Cool is that?
Good.
I know, right?
Congratulations. I cannot
Thank
wait.
You.
I'm happy for you, Julie.
Good. Do they know what they're having?
A girl.
It is a girl. Oh, because on 4D, you get to see it all.
I know. I'm so excited.
That's great. Wow. Mazel tov, Julie. Oh, and good health to all of you. Thank
Congrats,
you.
Congrats, Julie.
Fantastic.
Bye-bye.
Oh, new babies. That's the best. Kathy's in Maple Lake also. Kathy, are you going to the St. Patty's Day festivities?
Yes, and I get to take my whole family, my husband and I, and daughters and husbands, and little grandkids, and we're all running the 5K.
Nice.
So my whole family is going to do this, so I'm very excited.
That's impressive.
Fantastic. Yeah. Good for
Healthy
you.
Healthy family. Wow.
Well, you know, get the exercise done in the morning, then you can have the green bagels and beer.
And
the stew, Irish stew, and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy, Kathy, and thanks for the call, love.
Thank you, Kathy.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Lynn's in Brooklyn Center. Lynn, what's making you happy, love?
Tomorrow my family's getting together to make tamales.
Nice. That's fun. For a ahead of St. Patty's Day, tamales. Are they going to have any green coloring in them?
No, not at all. We get them ready for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, yes. Of course.
Fantastic. Lynn, thank you. We love Cinco de Mayo, too. Thanks for the call, Lynn. Boy, happy day.
Adios.
Happy to be celebrating my birthday on Sunday. Congratulations and happy birthday. And Jake in Painesville says, even though I'm in the hospital, listening to your show is making me smile. That's my bright side for today. Jake, you hang in there. Hope you get out soon.
Yes. Praying for you, Jake. Hope all is well.
Absolutely.
All right. Can we sneak in one more? Let's see. Bill's in Crystal. Bill, we're glad you called in on time. Hello, sir.
Orange pop.
I like orange pop. Making you happy. Is your tongue orange now? Oh, he hung up. That's, you know what? Orange soda makes me happy, too.
And when that orange crush?
Or Sunkist. And I buy one for me and one for Ruby because my little one, she loves orange soda, and it's a treat, and we like to share orange soda.
Have you ever had an orange creamsicle?
Delicious.
Oh.
Delicious.
Yeah.
A little vodka and orange creamsicle.
Whoa.
sorry, I digress. Thank you for sharing. You're happy, and we hope you are on your way to a very happy, peaceful, all good things weekend. It is a good way to end the week, hearing what everybody is happy about.
Yeah, plenty to be happy about.
It's been a tragic day.
And still some troubling news, of course. 49 deaths in New Zealand, the attack on those two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. And the investigation is ramping up. And they have at least one of the...
There were three people in custody. One is will be in court tomorrow.
Right. One of the assailants is in custody.
And, of course, on Monday, we'll update you on that. Here locally, we now know Minneapolis will not charge petty offenders for selling marijuana or having marijuana. Good thing or bad thing? We'll weigh in on that. And you and I haven't even gotten a chance to discuss this college cheating scandal.
We've been talking about this the past couple of days. We had a local Minnesota angle, a professor at the U who said this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Fascinating.
And two Stanford University students are suing USC, Yale, and UCLA and other institutions in a class action lawsuit.
Good.
Basically saying that, this whole college admissions scandal prevented them and many others, perhaps thousands of others, from getting into the school of their choice.
There has to be accountability. I don't know how that shakes out, but I am not at all surprised by this lawsuit.
They were denied a fair opportunity to gain admission to their choice of a top college. Now, keep in mind, one of these, they're in Stanford, which is about as good as it gets, and one of them apparently didn't get into Yale. And so and people are kind of scratching their heads over that. But anyway, whether or not this has a legal chance, we'll see. But all kinds of, and we're going to be talking about this, I think, for a long time to come.
Sure. And the schools should have accountability in this. I know it's hard for them to police every single applicant, but you know what? Maybe we start with the athletes. If you're getting a special dispensation because you play soccer or you are on a rowing team, well, then let's make sure when you get to school, you play some soccer. You actually row something. You show up for practice. And if you have a sprained ankle, then you sit there while they practice and you play when it's done. It's not okay to just... I have a real problem.
In some cases, they photoshopped photos of these students onto other players' faces. And in some cases, they said, oh, yep, my son played football, high school football. Just a cursory check would have proven that, that high school team doesn't even have, that high school does not have football. So
it's ridiculous. And while you can't necessarily vet every single applicant, you can vet the ones that get special preference because they claim to be an athlete. So let's start there. Again, the SATs, there's, like you said, this is the tip of the iceberg on this. And it repercussions will happen and changes will be made, but they need to be made quickly to start to show that the colleges are doing something.
People have always tried to game the system. And others say, look, if you have enough money, millions of dollars, and you contribute it to a university, you can get your child into that university.
I also have a
university.
Problem with that.
And that's perfectly legal, but is it right?
Ethical. My husband and I were having this conversation. He goes, babe, if you donate a library or a medical wing or something like that that helps other students, and yes, your kid gets in, he goes, I don't know. I think there should be if you're donating a library or a wing or a school, he goes, I think that's a little different than what they were doing in this case. But I don't know. I feel a little icky about that whole thing, too.
A little bit of a slippery slope. In a perfect world, it would be a level playing field, right?
And it's not based on merit. World. It's certainly not. Yeah. But, oh, my goodness, I was all sorts of horrified about this. And so many lives are being affected and ruined. These kids forget about it. They are shunned by whatever friends that they made. And then look at the careers of all these fancy-dancy rich people. Yeah. I don't care about the celebrities so much, but these other workers, lawyers, one person worked for one of the schools. I mean, they had to be plenty rich to give this money. But, my goodness, you're not working anymore. These coaches are getting
fired. Coaches are under fire.
That's right, as they should be. You know, and these CEOs and hedge fund managers or whoever they were, they should lose their jobs too. Look at the, when you manage money, somebody's money, you have to be trustworthy. You're not.
State of emergency in Wisconsin for flooding. This is going to be a slow motion problem here the next few weeks, and we will keep you posted round the clock right here on CCO. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.